Voices of Our Ancestors Language Summit brought together nearly 80 speakers of Southeast Alaska's native languages. For some, it was one of their first opportunities to talk with other fluent speakers.
I'm a Tlingit speaker, but I have lived away from Yakutat for over 40 years.
That's Jim Thomas. Tlingit names Katsutik and Shayugan. Thomas spoke during an open discussion about the suppression of native languages. I met him on a break just after the session, in the foyer of Centennial Hall. He had a door propped open with his foot to get some cool air. Thomas was the first director of public relations for the Alaska Federation of Natives. Then he moved to Washington State. Despite living far from home, he had help keeping up his Tlingit over the years.
This crazy minister from Juneau called me up. He said to me, it's time you started speaking Tlingit.
That was his friend, the late Walter Soboloff. Thomas says he's a pretty good speaker.
They're just words, phrases that I forget. They tumble around in your brain, and then they tumble around in your mouth because Tlingit is very complex.
Thomas says he used to be ashamed to forget words, but now when he needs help, he just asks a friend or relative and keeps talking. Often, that help comes from his young in-law, Tlingit teacher and culture bearer, Paul Marks II. During the session on language suppression, Thomas sat beside Marks and Marks's baby. Thomas used his turn on the mic to introduce the baby girl, and he told the crowd that holding on to language and cultural traditions can be especially important for young children.
And one of those words that I told them that we need to remember is achkanku. You know, it's we put our hand, the palm of our hand, under the chin of a child, and we say achkanku. And that means you are the most precious child on the face of the earth. And then if we're sitting across from them in the biggest hall, you hold your hand out.
Dozens in the room mirrored his gesture as he spoke.
And you go, and that child knows that they are the most precious being on the face of the earth.
The crowd repeated Thomas's words as Marks bounced the baby. Thomas hopes she will grow up speaking Tlingit. The summit was organized by Sea Alaska Heritage Institute in partnership with the Gold Belt Heritage Foundation. Around 300 people attended over 3 days. In Juneau, I'm Zoe Grieskin.